USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is looking to tackle a surge in violence across the United States. President Biden saying,
I've been at this a long time, and there are things we know that work to reduce gun violence and violent crime, and things that we don't know about. But things we know about, background checks for purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. No one needs to have a weapon that can fire over 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 rounds. Unless you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests or something.
Chinese researchers directed the U.S. National Institutes of Health to delete gene sequences of early COVID-19 cases from key scientific database, raising concerns that scientists studying the origins of the pandemic may lack access to key pieces of information. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The fourth and last supermoon of 2021 will be here tomorrow.
Fresh from the summer solstice, this month's full moon rises Thursday in the afternoon. Known as the Strawberry Moon, the Strawberry Supermoon will reach peak illumination at 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday, and visibility will be optimal in the southeastern skies. It'll be happening just after sunset. As it peaks above the horizon, the supermoon will appear larger than usual and contain a golden hue. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury selection is underway in the case of the man charged with a deadly shooting at a Maryland newspaper. The jury is expected to decide if Jared Ramos was insane at the time of the shooting and will spend the rest of his life in prison or a psychiatric hospital. In 2019, Ramos pleaded guilty but not criminally responsible due to insanity for the rampage that killed 5 people at the Capitol Gazette. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Support is continuing across the world for a transparent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how it got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Arvada police are calling Monday's shooting in a Denver suburb that left Officer Gordon Beasley and 2 others dead an ambush. Speaking Tuesday, Police Chief Link Strait said the officer was likely targeted because he wore a uniform and a badge. He added that the suspect who died in the attack expressed a hatred of police. This as anti-police sentiment and rhetoric continue to grow across the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.